Sagt der Mishnah daf Tzadi Beis, Omid Beis on the top. Hamiskaven lohoitzi lefonov uboloi la'achov. If someone has a money belt, a pocket that's around his front of his baguette, and his intent was to take it out lefonov, then that's a derech. He has an eye, he keeps an eye on it. And he wants to take it like that, mishus yoch lishus rabim. And it ends up flipping over, so it ends up being in the back of him, so he's potter. So even though he took him out, but since at the time of the melacha was not niskay machshavto what he wanted to do lefonov, so it's like misasik zok Rashi. So meli yipoter sefeltem lechs machsheves. So Rashi the loy niskay machshavto vavlek misasik v'loy miskaven. It's like I'm misasik and I'm miskaven, who's not niskay my original machshava what I wanted to do, and that's what yipoter. Zok the Mishnah weiter. If let's say your intent was to take it behind you and end up going and flipping in front of you, which is a shmir meula, so then you chayef, then it's better than what you wanted. Zok the Mishnah weiter, be'emes omru, and this is taka the halacha that what ha'isha chigeres besinor. If a woman has this baguette that she wears a sinor, zok Rashi ke mechnasayim ketanim, she wears litznias, and she ties something over there that it's a is of ha'itzah. And it flips over to the other side. So by the tzina we say, Beimil foneo, beimil lacheo, even if it flipped to the other side, since the derech for it to flip and turn, so chayeves. Shekein roi lios choyze, it's the norm for it to turn around. So mele, that's not the chesaron in lechz machsheves, not chesaron in misasik. It's considered miskaven betchilo lekach. Zog the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, af mekable pitkin. Even those that are mekabel pitkin from a melech, zog Rashi, lemoisom lerotzim, their intent is to take the pesek of the melech and give it to a rotzim, to a runner. So they also chayv boit soson, even if they're not niskaim the machshova. For instance, amanas leseisen lerotze, venosna leze, gave it to a different ratzin. Even though my intent was to give it to Reuven, I gave it to Shimon, kach losher aboyse, velibi megamgim. And Rashi megamgim the pshat, because I'm giving it to a different person, that's felt in lechs machsheves. Tosis learns that no, we're talking about the same person. Now the chiddush is that it flips over. The ratzin also have the kissin that a choizrin, similar to the sinor, not as common, but it's also similar. So the chiddush is that over there you also consider that yichayev af mekable pitkin, even if it's not as common like by the sinner to turn over, you're also going to be chayev. So Rashi, the Tosis in the Mamas Rabbi Yehuda, that the kissin of the ratzin as choizrin pom lefneim v'pom lachayen, so it's mamash dumi the sinner. We're not talking about a different person. Zok the Gemara Maishno lefonav v'bala la'ach of the potter. The reason why, when your intent is to bring it in front of you, and it end up going in back of you, you potter lois avid machshavtoi, because the machshava didn't occur exactly what he wanted. So who had in la'achav v'bala lefonav? If your intent was la'achav and it end up going lefonav, nami olis avid machshavtoi. It should felt the machshav is why you chayev. And for the Gemara Rabbi Lozer, tavra, misha shonazu, lo shonazu, enech nami. The Tana that says that you potter when it's lefonov abol la'achov, he also would hold your potter by la'achov abol lefonov. And the taka by both cases, you're a potter. And the Tana that says that you chayiv by la'achov abol lefonov, who adin, by lefonov abol la'achov, you're going to be chayiv. That's one terz of the Gemara. Av dem zog the Gemara, Omar Rove, Umay Kusha, what's b'chal the kasha? You can be mechalik between lefonov and la'achov. Dilma, lefonov abol la'achov, when your intent was to bring it lefonov and end up going la'achov, hainu time the potter. The reason why your potter is dinis kaven l'shmira meula, your intent was to have a proper shmira that you can actually see it, it's in front of your eyes, and it ended up being of also be yod shmira p'chusa, which ended up being la'chayrov. So the dear my das is not to have a shmira p'chusa, so it's not niskavim machshavtoi, then you take a potter. Masha'en la'achov abol lefonov, when your intent was behind you, shmira p'chusa, and it ended up being a shmira meula, so the reason why you're chayiv, hainu time the chayiv, is the niskaven l'shmira p'chusa also be yod shmira meula. So for sure it's a sky machshavtoi. For sure it's yenicha with such a hitzah with the shmir meula. So that's what you chayev. Elo zog the Gemara, the kash is as follows. Elo my kusha, the yuka de masnisin. Meaning, the diak in the Mishnah is shver. Why? Originally we state in the Mishnah, hamiskaven lo hoitzah lefonov bala la'achav yipotah. If it flips around to the back, yipotah, because it's not niskay machshavtoi. If we can be medayek, hola achav v'bola la'achav, if your intent was la'achav, and they end up going to another part of la'achav, if your intent was the back, and end up going to the left side of the back, not the right side, so even though it's both la'achav, you take a chayev. In fact, the more, why do you say Yechayev? Ema Sefer, after all, it stayed La'achav Abadu Lefonov, if your intent was La'achav, and then it went Lefonov, so Dafka, in such a case, Yechayev, why? Because also Biyad HaShemir Ma'ula, Ha La'achav Abadu La'achav, but if your intent was La'achav, and it went La'achav to a different area in La'achav, where it's not HaShemir Ma'ula, you're Taka Bipata. So we see L'chayre Estira. We're being medayik that Lefonov Abadu La'achav Yipata, but La'achav Abadu La'achav Yechayev, and in the Sefer we're being medayik, La'achav Abadu Lefonov Yechayev, only because it's a Shmira Ma'ula, Mashma La'achav Abadu La'achav Yipata. So it's a steer in La'achav Abadu La'achav. Avdem answered the Gemara, Om Rabbi Loza, Tavre Mishe Shonazu, Lo Shonazu, meaning, the one that learns this first din, that Hitaka holds, that Yechayev, that Lefonov Abadu La'achav Yipata, but La'achav Abadu La'achav Yitaka Chayev. And the Tana that learns the second din, Hitaka holds Yipata. The one that says that lefonav la'achav abal lefonav yichayev is mashma la'achav la'achav yipata, he tak is a different tana. So merely he can't ask from one to another. Zogdu ma'a, Omer Avashi, my kusha. Even this is not shver. Why? Dilma lemi baya komar. Meaning, it's a lemi baya. Loi mi baya la'achav abal la'achav dechayev. Not just la'achav abal la'achav yichayev. This avida machshavta, lemaisa, his machshava was this kayim, then it was la'achav and it ended up being la'achav. Ela afilu la'achav abal lefonov itzichalei. The chiddush is even when it's la'achav in my intent and it ends up being lefonov, you're still chayev. The sagda tachamini, you might think that the reason why you should be potter is hoyel v'loisav machshavtoi. At the end of the day, it wasn't what I was niskaven to do. So loy lechayev. Komashlon din niskaven l'shmir b'chus v'also b'yad l'shmir m'ula. You're chayev. But avada la'achav v'la'achav yechayev. Not only in the case of Shmir Meula, Lafuk La'achav La'achav. The Lefonov La'achav is a Chiddush. La'achav Lefonov is a Chiddush. That it's not Niskai Machshavtoi, maybe. Komashon Yechayev. But of course, by La'achav La'achav Yechayev. Zog de Gemara, Vela'achav, Ubola La'achav, Tanoihi. It's a Machloikis Tanoim, Tanya. Hamoitzimois bepundosoi. If someone takes money in his pundosoi, Upila Malo. Meaning, the halal, the opening is facing towards him. So then he's chayev. But then it's a shmira that he can see exactly what he's doing. And that's a derech to be moitzi. However, pila mato, which is not the derech to be moitzi in such a way, is a machlokes tanoim. Reb Yehuda is mechayev. Why? Even if I don't see it clearly. And there's a chshash that it might fall. And oy bazoi, might not be derech hotzol bekach. Still yechayev. Even though it's a chshash that might fall and might not be derech hotzol. The chamin poitrin, they'd say no. Since it's not the derech to be moitzi in such a way, so it's not derech hamoitzi, so it may yel potter. Omelin Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda that's mechayev, told the chachomim, yatem moidim, belaachav v'bola la'achav shuchayev. Don't you agree that even if it's la'achav v'bola la'achav yechayev, even though it's not the derech to watch it, if you don't see it, it's behind you. So if you're moidim b'la'achav v'la'achav, so why should, if it's not derech piv, if piv l'mata, why should it suddenly be potter? Why should it be any difference? V'omu loy, the chachomim answered, yatem moidim, don't you agree, b'kala'achav yodoy, if you take it out in the kalacha yadik way, ragloi, kalacha yodoy, or if you take it out b'ragloi, if you take kalacha yodoy b'ragloi, if you take kalacha yad in kalacha regel, then you potter, but that's not the derech hotzobikach. So you agree that there's such a musig of shaloi kederech. So who adin, when it's pischal amato, you should be potter. Omer Abiyuda, ani omarti dover echod, I'm speaking about one din, that you agree that la'achav la'achav is chayev. So Mele Huadin, I want to say that if it's Pischa Lamata, it's Chayev. And they're talking a different language. They're saying that I agree that when you take it L'Achayan and Kalacha Regel, you're Potter. And from there, Huadin, they want to say that it's people Lamata should be Potter. It's a very good Tzushtel, but it's a two different dinim. Ani lo metzosi tshuv l'divreyem. I can't be matcha der ha'chocha. Pil Lamata should be Potter, just like L'Achayan and Kalacha Regel is Potter. And hein loy motzu tshuva ledvorai, and they cannot be matcha my words that la'achav is chayev. So adin pi'ul amata should be chayev. Both of them, it's not a shmira that you see. So I did not find the tshuva ledivreihem. Vehein loy motzu tshuva ledvorai. Zok the gemara mi deko omer luhu iatem moedim. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda told the chachomim that don't you agree that la'achav abo la'achav is chayev la michal de pati rabbonon. Don't you agree? Is mashma the rabbanon taka aria in this nakuda? Chachamim hold that la'achav, even if you're miskaven and bala la'achav, you're taka potter. So that's why they did not answer him, because they held it sakapata. So we see some machlokes tanoim in la'achav la'achav. V'le'tameich, and according to you, that they take your argument la'achav la'achav, so oy bazoi, the ka'amgile, from the fact that the chomet told the beauty the other nekuda. Iyata moide, don't you agree that kalachav yad and kalachav regal is potter? So who adin kalachav should be potter? So michlal de mechayv Reb Yehuda, you're going to tell me Reb Yehuda is chayv ala'achav yodoi? That can't be. Reb Yehuda is not mechayv ala'achav yodim la'achav ragloi. We don't find that anyone argues on kalachav yad to be chayv. So everyone holds this potter. So ibazoi, zog de gemara, elo. The gemara comes back and says that la'achav abal la'achav, divra hakol chayv, there's not a machlok stanoim. Everyone agrees that even though it's a shmir b'chusa, you don't see it, lemais it's a skyim, exactly what he wanted. La'achav yodoi, if you do it kalachav yad and beragloi, divra hakol potter, everyone holds this potter. Kalachav yad ye potter, because that's not the derech hametzion. Ki pligi, what's the yisod machlokes? The machlokes of b'nechum is bepundosa yepir lamato. When you take it out, bepundosa and facing downwards, so it's not kederach hashomerim. Mar medami le'achav v'b'la'achav. Reb Yehuda is mechayev because he compares it to la'achav v'b'la'achav. Both of them is a shmir b'chusa, and just like la'achav la'achav is chayev, who had in pir lamato is chayev. Umar medami le'achav yodim v'ragloi. Just like la'achav yad k'la'achav regel is not derech hametzion, who had in pir lamato, yitaka going to be potter. It's not derech hametzion. Zog de gemara be'emes omgehu isha is chagera sinor. It doesn't make a difference if it's lefonah v'la'achav, but that's the derech. Zog de gemara tona kol be'emes halochihi. Whenever it says be'emes omgehu, it's come to tell us that that is indeed the halocha, and there's no argument on that nekuda. And the etzim din of kala'achav yodoi that we call a shinui, it's not k'derech. So Reb Moshe writes in Tshuvas that the din of shinui that is necessary to by Melech Shabbos doesn't just mean that you did it with your left hand. It means the teitzo has to be meshun dika teitzo, and that's why. But when it comes to hoitzo, we chayv taka ben biyimina ben mismoiloi. Mashenka when it comes. Because the teitzo is the same teitzo. Mashenka by koisev is taka potter. If you're a righty, then you write with the left hand, because the teitzo is different. But if the teitzo is the same, then you're taka nebichayv, that's not called the shinui. The Mishnah that says that when you take it, kala'acha yodo, you're potter, because over there, it's be'etzem shunui. There's two types of shinuyim. There's a shinui in the guf ha-teitzo, that writing with your right hand is different teitzo than writing with your left hand. And then that wouldn't be a different teitzo when you take out with your right hand or take out with your left hand. But then there's a be'etzem dika meshuna of kala'acha yodo in beragloi, or befiv. Those are be'etzem meshuna, so then that's called meshuna, and there you're talking abichayv in a zat type of teitzo. The last gemara zok demor Reb Yehuda me'af mekabli piskin, that mekabli piskin are also going to be chayev. Zok demor tona and machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi learns that they give it to a ratzon acher, and Tosis learns it's poshut a kiss that also flips backwards and frontwards, but it's leformim. So the chiddush is that's also nichlal in machshavtoi. Zok demor tona shekein lavrei malchus, the soifrim of the melech. They write their different ksavim of the melech, and they give it out to people to go from place to place. Oisin kein, that they send it to people. And that is the derech. So Rashi learns it's the rotzin. It says learns, they themselves take it, and it flips from right to left. Zog the Mishnah. Ha-moitzi kikor l'shus rabim is chayiv. And that's the chayiv of a poshet, that you regular moitzi kikor, you chayiv. Hoitzi u'shnayim, the chiddush is in the sefer, hoitzi u'shnayim. If two people took it out, since each one be'etzik can take it out themselves, so the chiddush is pturin, because shnayim shasu are going to be potter. However, lo yochol echad lo hitzi, if one person can't take it on his own, v'hitzi u'shnayim, meaning it's ze'en yochol v'ze'en yochol, so then chayovin v'reb shimon poter and reb shimon paters. We'll see soon exactly what the machlokes of shimon is, what he's referring to. Zok de Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Amilu Omer Rabbi, Amilu Masis Tana. Ze Yochel ve Ze Yochel. If both people are able to do it on their own, Remeya Mechayev. Remeya argues on this Yisoid. He says even by Ze Yochel ve Ze Yochel is both are Chayev. And the reason is he learns that the Ptur of Shnayim Shasua is Dafke talking about when they both do a Mitzas Melocha. One is Oiken and the other one is Meniach. then it's Naim Shasua then a potter. Masha'enkein by Zay Yochel and Zay Yochel, where each one is putting his koyach into the ganze malacha and it's nimshach, it doesn't stop after the akira and the other guy does just the hanocha. No, they're both being mamshach the malacha. It's Naim Shasua b'choycham in the ganze malacha. So Memela, according to him, it's chayev, it's considered like he did it himself, Zog the Ritva. When is it considered? Shnaim Shasu, that's potter, that's by Ze Oikav Zemaniach. Masha'en came when it's Shnaim Shasu in a Oifen that they're both doing the ganze malacha, so that is considered that each person on his own did the malacha, Zog the Ritva, and that's why each one going to be chayev. That's Remeya Shita. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Poitrim. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Pater, by Ze Yochav Ze Yochel. However, Ze'eni Yochel, Ze'eni Yochel, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Meir Mechayvim. Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Meir are taka Mechayv by Ze'eni Yochel, Ze'eni Yochel. And the reason is Zagrashi is because it is Urchei, it's the Derech. Zagrashi, the Urchei Lahoitzi B'Shnayim. The Derech is to take it out with two people. So we hear Rabbi Yudah taka holds like Rabbi Meir that Yechayv. Now Rabbi Shimon Patas, Rabbi Shimon learns Psukim that by Ze'eni Yochel is also going to be Potter. But the reason why Yechayv Zagrashi, because it's Urchei. The others that learn, the Ramban and Tzadik Gimel learn that by any yochav, any yochav, the reason why Chayev is because each one took out b'chol koychoy. By any yochav, any yochav, I did all that I can do. I did the ganze malacha what I could do. So mele I'm Chayev. Mashenka by zay yochav, zay yochav gufa. I'm not mishtamish my ganze koyach. So mele it's considered shnayim shasua. By any yochav, any yochav, it's not considered shnayim shasua because I'm using my ganze koyach. Dr. Ramban. Only by zay yochav, I'm using part of my koyach. So that's why it's takas shnayim shasua. Rashi learns it's gufa the urchei. It's the urchei to buy any yochav that two people chip in together to carry it. Zok to gemara weiter zay yochav, zay any yochav. If one of them is yochav and the other one is any yochav. Divrei Hakol Chayev. So who's Chayev? The Yochel is Chayev. Because the Yochel is taka, not just a merely Messiah. The Eini Yochel, he can't do anything. So he's a Messiah, and he's a Messiah by Mamish. So the Yochel is going to be Chayev. Zok Gemara Tani Nami Yochel, we learned similarly in the Braisa. Hamoitzi Kikor L'Shusa Rabim Chayev. If you take a regular Kikor, you're Chayev. Hoitzi Ushnayim, Remei is Mechayev, Remei is Mechayev. In any case, even if it's Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel. Remeh Shita is that the Ptur of Shnayim Shasu is only when you do Mitzas Melocha. Zeh Oikav v'Zeh Meniach. But if it's Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel, Remeh is Taka Mechayev. However, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Im Lo Yochel Echad Dohoitzi, if they can't take it out themselves, Voitzi Yushnayim, then they Taka Chayovin. Vim Lav, but if they took out something that each one is to be able to take it out themselves, like this kicker, then taka pturim. Reb Shimon Poiter, Shimon Patz in any instance. So we see clearly that by Zei Yochol, V'Zei Yochol, so according to Reb Yudah, you're potter, and Remei is Mechayev, even in such a case, like we said before. Zog the Gemara Menahan Emili, what's the Mekor of Shnayim She'asua Melocha, that they're potter? Zog the Gemara Tana Rabbonon, steht in Breise, legabe dichir of Chattas, when someone's oiva aver b'shoigik, steht ba'asoyso, achas meritz Hashem, ashaloi ta'aseno. So we learn from the word va'asoyso. Ha'oyse es kulo, va'asoyso. I do the ganze malacha, I'm chay v'chatos. V'lo ya'oyse es miktsoso. We do miktsas, so then you're going to be potter. Now, when it says over here in the pasuk, you're potter, it means you're potter from the chatos. But avada, it's going to be osa. So that's a question that we're showing him. Is it osa midaraisa, just not chay v'chatos? Or it's only osa midarabonon? That's a nidin in the poskim. What is it din by shnayim shosua? Mitzad chatos, of course you're potter. Paul successful. Question is, what are you chayev? Even though you put in chatos, are you chayev midarabon? Is awesome midarabon? Is even awesome midaraisa to be from the shnayim shasua? Zok the braisa. For instance, what's the case of shnayim shasua? Ketzad shnayim shayoichsim b'malgas. If two people are carrying a malgas, is like a pitchfork. Zok drashi fulke bas gimel shnayim with three teeth umahapkin b'tvua. You pitchfork the tvua with it. Begoyin v'umahamer du amelocha. It happens to be amelocha being ma'amer. So you have two people holding this pitchfork, memalgas, meaning, and veloigzin, and they're doing this ma'amer, the melecha ma'amer, or, so shnayim shasua, or bekirkar, they're holding on to a piece of wood that they use for the melecha sa'orgim, v'shoiftim, and they do the mesadah, the chutim of the shesi, in the orig, so they oivan the melecha of mesach, it again it's shnayim shasua, or bekulmas, two people are holding on to a pen. And Koisvin, and they both write two oises together. Bekona, or they're holding on to a konavaitziu, and they take it lushus rabim from mishus yochot lushus rabim. So yochol, you chayov, and you might think they're both chayov, because the ma'ase they're oivan a melacha. Talmud loymal ba'as soiso. Hoy says kulav loyse miktsoso. Since the ma'ase they're doing a miktsas melacha, because each one on their own can do it themselves. So shnayim shasua is gonna be potter, because each one ended up doing only a miktsas melacha, because be'etzim they can do it on their own. So memela they're not being mishtamish in the koiches in ganzen. Se felt in istamishes in the ganze koiche. Zok the Gemara continues. If let's say they both are holding onto an eagle shel dvela, meaning an eagle that you are derus to einim, and it's called eagle shel dvela. Zogt Rashi, eagle v'koyre gedoylim hein v'nechad yochel leitzio. It's something that's very large. It's something that's very large that shnayim cannot do it on their own. V'yitzio l'shus ramen, they do it together. Or bekoira, it's a very heavy beam. Vaytziu l'shus rabim, so you can't do it on your own. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yochel echol leitzio. If you can't do it on your own, vaytziu shnayim chayovin. Then taka shnayim shutzu by any yochel is taka chayev. By any yochel, you taka chayev, because any yochel v'any yochel. So Rashi learns it's urche, and the other Rishonim Ramban learns the vort is because each one is using my ganze koich and the ganze melacha. It's not like Zay Yochel, where Pshat is, I'm not mishtamish my ganze koyach. Faket, any yochel, I'm using all my koyches. We need each other. So Mele taka by any yochel, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're chayev. Vim lav, but if one of them can do it without the other one, so then, if they can do it one without the other, so then they taka potter. Reb Shimon says no, that was the third shita. Even if they can't do it on their own, and it's shaim shesua, they're still pturin. Why? V'adosh teid in posik l'kach nema ba'as soiso yochid she'osu chayev shnayim she'osu pturim, and shnayim she'osu pturim a potter even by any yochel v'any yochel. Still, so in shnayim she'osua, it doesn't make a difference. I'm doing my ganze koyach. Shnayim she'osua, Reb Shimon holds a potter even though I myself am any yochel v'any yochel. We'll stop over here. The top of Tzadik Gimel Omid Aleph.